If you're enduring coronavirus cabin fever this weekend, TPR Arts and Culture reporter Jack Morgan has assembled some interesting and inspiring things you can still do while staying home.
Here's one. Fresh air interviews.
From WHYY in Philadelphia, I'm Terry Gross.
Terry Gross has long been one of public radio's best interviewers. Her demeanor is disarming, helping guests to relax and reveal their more intimate sides. Gross is one of those interviewers who makes you forget the clock. Suddenly you look up and an hour has passed. Her entire archive of programs, 40-plus years worth, is now available online. You might start by listening to her 2018 interview with John Prine.
I learned how to try to pick like Elizabeth Cotton and Mississippi John Hurt. When I was 14 years old, I'd sit in the closet in the dark in case I ever went blind to see if I could play.
That's pretty strange.
Yeah, you're telling me.
You will hear stories you've never heard, and you can even dial up Bill O'Reilly's contentious interview where he stormed out.
And you should be ashamed of yourself. And that is the end of this interview.
From people you know to people you've never heard of, you're really in for a treat with Fresh Air Interviews. NPR's Tiny Desk Concerts launched 12 years ago. Essentially, visiting artists are set up behind a desk in front of a bookcase in the corner of NPR headquarters, and they just play.
Don't you call him baby.
From Harry Styles to Sting to Lizzo to Casey Musgraves, the variety is amazing. There's even a Tiny Desk Concert featuring San Antonio's Nina Diaz.
Every time I try to find another place to stay.
The three-song concerts are bite-sized and disarmingly intimate, and there are hundreds of them to choose from. Expand your musical directions or get familiar with the acoustic side of your favorite performer. Speaking of music, is there any better title to a song than Ode to Joy? This is Bernie's Champion High School Orchestra.
I chose that melody.
Naitzabes Barreto Perez is Champion High School's orchestra director.
And with this time that we're going through right now, I think that was the perfect one.
In the age of COVID-19, they couldn't record Ode to Joy in person, so her instructions to students were as follows.
You have to practice individually, and you have to record yourself and send that to me.
They each set up with a metronome to keep time, recorded their parts, and emailed their performances to the teacher.
So basically, 1 week, they send me the videos, and then 16 hours just to put in all that together.
The marathon edit session shows all the orchestra on screen in little boxes, separate, but of course, musically together.
They were really excited after seeing the final video. I know they had fun while doing the video.
The project was a neat way of coming together, but safely.
That was a way to be together again by doing that video, by seeing each other in that video. It's like, wow, we're playing together. We're still playing together. We can do it.
The question is this a one-off or just the first?
We probably do another one. Yes, definitely yes.
We'll keep you posted. I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.